So Rona McNeillis, defeat here in your home patch, a second of the championship. A really tight game against St Michael's. Going down by a point in the end, 6-5. How do you sum it up?
Yeah, look, very disappointing and heartbreaking. Losing at home, it's in the championship. It's not something Gidoa are used to, and we certainly didn't set out to lose the game. We wanted to win the game. In the grand scheme of things, winning or losing, I think we were still finishing eighth in the table if the county board went with the criteria of score difference. We sought clarification on that during the week, but we didn't get it. So we were going into the game today in a bit in the unknown. Were they going with the mini league thing that they would set out in the rules, or were they going with score difference? And we weren't told. So we're kind of very weird going into the game today. We actually didn't know. Like, we knew if it went with score difference, we couldn't really move up the table because every team above us got teams below us and they were going to go on up. But if it went the other way, we might have had a top four chance because we beat two other teams on 6 points. So it was very strange. But look, we went out to win the game. We didn't win the game, and we wouldn't be happy with the performance.
Right. Okay, so two defeats in this campaign. There's a bit of work now to do going forward. But as you know yourself, you suffered defeat last year, and you got all the way to the final. So it's within this group that they can do it, that they can get back on track again.
Yeah. You never want to lose championship games. But you definitely learn a lot more from losses. Yeah. That four Masters game, we took a lot of learning from that. And we got two good results then when we really needed to win. And then today, I suppose, with all the uncertainty, it was kind of a funny situation. But look, the championship starts next week, and Gidoa are all about championship football and knockout games. We've been there plenty over the years, so that's where it really starts for us next week.
Does it need to change?
I don't mind it, because we didn't see Dara all year for any league games, so he's had him for four championship games now and one game next week. So it's probably good in that you see a bit more of your county players. If they're going to change it, they need to change the league as well, so that you see a bit of your county players. Like, you can't go into like a one or two kind of knockout championship or whatever system to come up with not having your county players for some games before that. At least when you have four games, you can bed them in a bit better. But no, like, I don't think it really needs to be changed. I'd be happy enough with it, to be honest. It's when you get the county players for four games, that's good.